How you guys doing?
This must have been an interesting couple of days for you here. You know, with the whole DeMarco Murray thing looming, did you have any idea of that when you came here?
I had a little bit of an idea. You know, it didn't deter me at all. You know, they have a good, you know, group here, and you know, I was really excited to be able to come here and check it out.
So when you originally started talking, were you going to be the featured back, though, in your initial discussions?
That was never brought up, you know. I was just more about the team, you know. I wanted to come play for the team, and, you know, it's really bought in the chip system, you know. When I got here and really got to watch it and then watch some plays and stuff and talk to Coach Deuce and everything, it was awesome.
I assume role comes into the decision-making process, though. So you see a guy who's the NFL's offensive player of the year, plays your position, and all of a sudden he's kind of on the radar. Did it at least kind of like make you pause and have to think about it a little bit more today?
Not really. You know, being able to play with a guy like that, you know, it'd be great. You know, it'd be great. I mean, I wouldn't shy away from it at all, you know.
And so what do you expect your role to be then?
I just want to play, do as much as I can to help the team win. That's all I'm here for, and, you know, trying to help the team win a championship.
Would you be worried at all about maybe a lack of touches?
No, not at all. Whatever I could do to help is that's my job.
Have you talked to DeMarco?
No, but I sent him a little bit, you know, a little bit, but not too much. You know, we were going, he was going this way and I was going that way, so, you know, but I'm sure we'll catch up.
So at any point today, I mean, did you have any second thoughts? Did you talk to your
agent?
Not at all.
Well, your injury history, did that handicap you a little bit in free agency? What do you have to say about that?
Everything happens for a reason. You know, that's why I'm here now. So, you know, I'm very blessed to be able to call myself an Eagle now. And, you know, all that's in the past. You know, my future starts now.
When they started to talk with DeMarco Murray, were you worried at all that there might be something on this end, or that they would come to you and say, well, we have a situation now? Was there anything like that?
I don't think so. I think they know their plan, you know, the whole time was, you know, to have me here too. So, I mean, you know, whatever that was, that's you know, what they were deciding. But, you know, I knew that they wanted me as one of their backs.
When you look at the backfield now, the dynamic with you and likely DeMarco Murray and Darren Sproles, what this offense can do, I mean, how special do you think you guys can be in the backfield?
Special. You know, I played with Sproles on my rookie year in San Diego. So, you know, I know him a little bit. So, I'm excited to get back with him. But, you know, it's gonna be fun. You know, it's gonna be downhill football, and it's gonna be awesome.
Did you talk with him at all when you were weighing your options?
Sprozzi, no. He just kind of left me alone with everything. But you know, it's ultimately my decision. But you know, I can't wait to start chopping it up with him again.
What appeals to you about the system,
Ryan? Just how Coach Skip likes to Chip likes to run the ball. You know, he likes to run the ball, uses his running backs a lot, and that's one big thing I wanted to come here for is to be able to be used like that. So it's going to be fun. I think it's going to showcase my talents a little bit more. So I can't wait.
Health wise, why do you think it's been an issue in your career most years?
I don't know. I mean, I've had, you know, seriously a bad luck, you know, but it is what it is, and it's part of the game. You know, it's football. You know, it's not flag football. You know, it's not anything else. It's a contact sport. So, you know, it just has to go with luck. But, you know, like I said, it's my future starts now. So
I know the Eagles and Chip take a lot of pride in their sports science program here. Was that something that appealed to you?
It did. You know, I was checking that out today and going through everything in there. And, you know, that's definitely going to be something that's going to help me out. You know, it really is. And I can't wait to get on board. You know, I want to go back home to San Diego and pack my stuff and get back here as soon as I can just to start it. You know, so, you know, it's going to be something that's really good for me and my body.
The types of run plays out of shotgun and the zone blocking scheme, I mean, are those things you've done in the past? Are they going to be new to you here?
Yeah, I mean, I ran it with Phil, you know, all the time. So, you know, it's just, I mean, they run it different, a little bit different, but, I mean, it's kind of the same thing. So, you know, I'm excited.
With you and Sproles and DeMarco Murray looking like this team signed here, like, how excited are you for this backfield? What is it going to look like?
It's going to be a tough one. You know, it is. You know, three good backs and you know, you got, you know, DeMarco, like you guys said, you know, the MVP and, you know, the leading rusher, and you got Sprozzi, you know, that can do anything and everything. So, you know, it's going to be fun. You know, I can't wait to really get to working with the guys and start working out. So
it didn't didn't seem running back was a need here until the McCoy trade. At what point did they get on your radar that this was a place you would come?
I think I knew about the first day, you know, free agency opened. You know, my agent called me and you know, he told me what was going on. So, you know, I was excited. You know, this is I've seen how McCoy's, you know, how he's ran and the pass in the system and everything, and you know how the line works and everything. So I was excited to come here and check it out.
At one point over the weekend, it looked like Frank Gore might be here. Were the Eagles still a consideration for you then, or was it after Gore that it really picked up?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, this is a running back's dream, you know, to be able to play an offense like this. So, you know, I didn't really have any second thoughts, you know, and I really wanted to come here and play for Coach Chip.
What do you think of Sam Bradford as your quarterback?
It's gonna be awesome. You know, he's a great quarterback. I think he was in my draft class. You know, so you know, it's gonna be awesome. I can't wait to meet him and to start going through things.
When did you think the Eagles first became a possibility for you? It seemed like they were kind of leaning elsewhere up until like maybe Monday. Did you think you were probably going to be signing with another team?
I wasn't too sure. Tuesday, I think that's when I knew. You know, my agent called me and everything, and let me know what was going on with the teams and everything. And this one was a woman that stuck out to me.
Shelf life for running backs is not considered very long. How do you prolong your career at that position?
It's taking care of your body. You know, I've had had bad luck in the past. You know, but I've surpassed that time. So. You know, they got a good program here with that sports science stuff, and like I said, I can't wait to really start getting after it in that and really seeing how that affects my style of play and my body and how I recover and stuff like that. So,
do they really emphasize that sports science stuff when they're making their pitch to you when you're on your visit here?
They let you know how they, you know, what's going on and what they do, you know, and that's part of it, and you know, and that's part of the game is being able to stay healthy. So. You know, whatever works, that's what you got to go by.
Who else do you know here?
Just Sprozy. Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you.